What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace. You're listening to the Jamie Grace podcast.
Okay.
I'm Aaron. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
That's my husband, Aaron. We are watching The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Episode 300. What episode is this? Actually, it's the semifinals. It's so crazy.
Go, Master!
We're already at the semifinals. Like, there's two celebrities that are going to be unmasked, and then next week they announce the winner. So, like, everybody's done. But the Peacock before the Peacock, Kenan Thompson, famously known for Kenan and Kill, all that.
Good Burger. SNL,
Good Burger. He is a guest judge tonight. He's so funny. Man, I'm excited that he's a guest judge. I've already seen some, like, him and Ken's, like, comedic timing stuff. It looks really funny. So, comment about that. But the Peacock just performed. And, okay, sir, I keep getting ahead of myself. Babe, who do you think are the two people going home tonight?
Sally.
Not based on the performance we just saw.
No. Even though he did perform really well, I still think it's the, I don't want to be mean, but the older masked singers are going home. So I think it's going to be Gladys Knight, the Bumblebee, and Donny Osmond, the Peacock.
Okay, I think that the lion and the rabbit are most likely to go home. And I do think that otter. And I do think that maybe the lion and the peacock could go home. But I think it's the lion and the rabbit. That's my guesses. And now onto the peacock's performance. It was gray and everything.
Yeah, he had a little autotune to it. But I ain't say nothing.
This is what I'm struggling with, you guys. Because I'm like, positive.
Oh my gosh. She is falling into the media's trap.
I am. Because I'm like convinced that it's Donny Osmond. But then he said there was like three things. First of all, he said something about an idol, like being the idol he knows he can be or something in the package, in the video package. I do know that, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the Osmonds are Mormon. And I just don't feel like someone of the Mormon faith would so comfortably say that. But then everybody's different. So I'm not like using that as a way to like be judgmental. I'm just going based off of my opinion. I just feel like he wouldn't have used that word. Also, I feel like idol might have been talking about an American idol. So then somebody was like, and then he said it had to be you. And somebody was like, oh, it could be Harry Connick Jr. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it could be Harry Connick Jr. And then when he was like talking, then he said something about my partner, which they could have just said that to just talk about their partner in general. But I thought they may have been referencing like if they're in like a, you know, a relationship, a romantic relationship where they just say partner instead of spouse. Sorry, the show's back on. I'm doing too much talking. We'll let you guys know what happens later. All right, babe, the monster just performed. Oh, take it away.
Brought tears to my eyes, guys. Oh, man.
That was like,
dang it, T-Pain. Like, I didn't know you could sing like that. That
was honestly one of the most beautiful vocal performances I've ever heard just in general. Like, outside, not even just on the show. That was literally a phenomenal performance.
Like, my man's like, just like, he got the juice. Like, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was so good.
It's just like, I'm kind of speechless. I've never been speechless about the monster, but like, dang it, my man's did his thing, and I'm just so happy. I love his story, and I hope this is the comeback, that really, puts him out there, let him know he is a singer.
I feel when he was talking at the end, it seemed so, it didn't seem at all like, and not that this is bad, but it didn't seem at all like, I'm on a show. I want to win. I'm having fun. Like, there's nothing wrong with that mindset because it is a fun show and it's a great competition. But when he was talking and he said, I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a husband, and I'm a person. Like, that messed me up. I feel like he was genuinely, like, kind of calling out. Like,
yeah.
I just want to be seen, you know? I don't want people to look at me for my flaws. And it was just really beautiful. Also, on the clue side of things, he said, people think I sound just like a ringtone.
Yeah.
It's so obvious that it's T-Pain. He's been like one of the only ones that I haven't been like constantly doubting myself. Like, no, it could be Reba. So I do still think it's T-Pain. I don't want him to go home tonight because I want him to sing again next week.
He's not going.
But after that, I also,
you
I
make
know,
the
I just,
judges cry, you're not going home.
I know. I just kind of also want to see them get spoiled. Like, I'm just so ready for the finale.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going home. I'm ready for the finale.
Yeah, me too. I'm ready for him to get his shine.
We don't have anything
on
to do next week, do we? I was checking our calendar. Oh, we have lunch with Liddy tomorrow. Okay, or what, next week. I was making sure we didn't have anything to do next week, Wednesday. Oh, how sad would that be if we had
to? No, we're just going to Taco Bell headquarters. Suckers.
All right, we just had performances from The Lion and the Rabbit, the two who I think could be going home. Not so much that I like want them to go home. That's just my opinion. Before we go to The Lion, I don't want to forget what I have to say about The Rabbit. They're messing me up again because I'm over here convinced that it's Joey Fatone. And then he makes a Chicken by the Sea reference, which is a Nick Lachey reference. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it could be Nick Lachey. And then Keenan's like, it's Nick Lachey. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Nick Lachey. So, babe, there was a show when Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson were married. And I think she said something like she didn't know what tuna was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, is it like the chicken of the sea? Or he said it's like the chicken of the sea something. Oh. But that's like a really specific thing that I don't know why anybody else beside him would make that reference. I don't know. I feel like, then again,
I still think about the old Clues when he was talking about he was in Brooklyn. And I think he had like the whole thing with the wild. I think he had like a chicken stand or something.
Yeah,
like
the food.
The whole Brooklyn thing is just like that's still Joey. I know Joey.
It makes you want to Google it, but then it's annoying because we can't really Google like research things because we're on the West Coast and the East Coast has already had it spoiled, and so we'll just end up ruining it for ourselves.
Nick, and then Keenan also said about his calves being big. I was like, man, I want to see what Nick Lachey's calves look like.
I know exactly. I'm like, I don't know. That's so crazy.
Because when I asked the first, I thought it was an athlete because I saw the big cast. I'm like, yeah. Man, this could be anybody. But yeah.
I think Nick Lachey used to play football, or I completely made that up.
Yeah. But anyways, just to get to The Lion.
And he was in 90 degrees. So yeah. The Lion, cool performance.
She sounds like a Rumor Willis now.
Yeah. I think it's Rumor Willis. Yeah,
she tried to like take it there, like, you know, with the Stevie Wonder song, but
yeah,
I heard Tori Kelly singing, and I feel like no one can top that.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't need all those runs, but she did some really cool stuff. Like, I hope whoever it is, she gets the chance to do music in the future.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoy her voice. She kind of sounds like Hailee Steinfeld, but not enough. I think the Clues really match to Rumor Willis, because even when they were saying it could be Kelly Rowland or it could be Michelle Williams, to my knowledge, they don't really have, like, the whole, like, she's supposed to be someone that comes from like royal, like famous parents or whatever. And I think Rumor Willis is like the only person that really matches all the clues that we've gotten so far. So,
but still, the monster is still wiping everybody, killing everybody right now with performances.
Yeah, so we got one more performance.
No, we got the B.
Yeah, that's just one more.
Oh, yeah,
there's only five left.
Yeah,
but do we have one more performance? No, we just have the B.
Gladys Knight, by the way, guys. Just letting you know that is definitely Gladys Knight.
I know. So we're excited about that. Because I don't know what she's going to sing. It's probably going to be good. Anyways, we'll let you guys know.
So I'm excited.
I know. We'll let you guys know what happens in a few. Gladys Knight just performed. I mean, the Bee just performed. They keep saying, and maybe it's Patti LaBelle, maybe it's Anita Baker.
They don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Just Gladys's voice is just, it's just, you can't. It's Gladys Knight's voice.
Just being real, like, my parents are black. they know a little bit of the oldie stuff, and they introduced me to, you know, a little bit of everything, you know, a lot of soul back in the day. So, I'm pretty familiar with.
I feel like your reaction to her voice is very much like Keenan's reaction. It's just like, it's like, guys,
like,
come on, guys.
Yeah, like, I think, like, 90s kids and down, like, I feel like, at least I'm going to speak for the black community, I believe majority of us, you know.
Just know Gladys's voice like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even like the way she was like talking and stuff too, like it's just her demeanors. Yeah. It reminds me of like every black grandmother. Like, mm-hmm. I want to hug you and I just want to say, hey, you know, it's like, I just love her whole demeanor and everything. So I don't want her to go home. But again, whether it's tonight or the finale that we find out who she is, I just think it'll be a really fun one. How funny would it be if the winner never takes off their mask and they just perform as that and they like go on tour and stuff like that?
I would be so mad because the monster is not going to keep playing with my mind.
That's so funny. All right, guys, we will let you guys know what's happening. Oh, they're about to do the reveal. Who's in the bottom two? So we'll see what happens. All right, guys, I was right at least halfway so far. So the Lion's going home. So sorry, Lion, you're going home. I think it's Rumor Willis. That is my final guess of the night. Rumor Willis.
Yeah.
It's going to take like a whole hour for them to get the mask off.
No one really guessed Rumor Willis.
I don't think they have the entire season of the show. In 3, 2, 1, it's a blonde. It is. Isn't that Rumor Willis? I don't really know her as well. Yes, it is. It's Rumor Willis.
Dang.
Y'all were wrong. Okay, guys, the rabbit is going home.
Those are the two I
predicted. Listen up. I've been trying to give the rabbit some little peace of mind. Be patient with him. I have Tourette's. His little twitching is sending me into a little frenzy over here. I don't appreciate fake twitching. So you have done your time. It's time for you to go home, Nick Lachey, Joey Fatone, Justin Timberlake. Whichever boy band singer you are, it's time to go. All right, we're about to figure it out. I mean, it seems like Joey Fatone, but that Chicken of the Sea reference is the only thing. Is the only thing that just like confused me. If he hadn't said the Chicken of the Sea thing, I would have been like, oh, it must be Joey Fatone. But ever since he said that, I'm just like, seems like Nick Lachey. Here we go. It's Joey
Fatone.
Then why did he say Chicken of the Sea?
To throw you off.
Why, Joseph?
Everyone knew it.
Oh, my gosh. That was not fair. Okay, guys. Aaron's super pumped because he feels like the monster could win the whole thing now.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I think at first I was worried because the lion was his biggest threat. And, well... Yeah, but then the
line
that
I worry about is the fact that everybody's, the judges and everything are making the audience so confident that the bee is Gladys Knight. And I just don't, like, from the context of, like, that many people voting, not voting for Gladys Knight, that's my only thing, is I just, I feel like the monster is, like.
This is my thing. I think, you know, just because it's, you know, it's TV, it's set up that way. You notice, none of them have said T-Pain. So yeah, I think that's the thing they're going for. Like, no one, like, none of the judges ever guessed him.
Yeah.
So he has to win.
No, my only thing is that if the audience is picking the winner, the idea of the audience voting off a legend just doesn't seem feasible. So that's the reason why I think that's the monster's biggest competition.
I'm going to put this out there. The audience... I don't think producers choose who goes home. It's not, they just make you think the audience is voting.
I think to an extent, but you have to look at shows like The Four. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's the producers make the final call.
In that, yeah.
I'm sure they do, but to some extent, it's still audience voted. Like, to some extent, it is. Like, they're, you know, I don't know. I think there is some extent of audience voting, but if anything, I'm glad the monster made it to the finals because I'm really pumped about that. And... I'm glad it was Joey Fatone. I'm a little salty that he confused me with the Chicken of the Sea thing because
that's what they're supposed to.
Yeah, but no.
Just like with the monster, when one of the things, you remember he said, I got to keep my head in the game, and you thought for a second that was Corbin Bleu.
But no, here's the thing is that the keep the head in the game thing, he's a gamer.
But
so it had a double meaning. I just want to know what the other meaning of the Chicken of the Sea thing is. Because I don't think they're giving out false clues. I just think they're giving out clues with double meanings. So I just want to know what the double meaning is. Also, the guy reporting the news right now looks like he might still be in high school. Like, I'm not like trying to like pick on him. I feel like I can say that because we
look like class president.
We look young. Like, he looks like, hey guys, I'm running for SGA. I'm out here reporting. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Okay, I actually want to watch the stuff about the storm alert. Hit me up on Insta at Jamie Grace H. Hit the husband up. He has a social media Insta,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, T-H-E and then Aaron Collins.
Yep. Hit us up. Tell us all the things you thought. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.